I'm so Julia. When you're in the party, bumping that beat. 666 with a princess streak. I'm everywhere, I'm so Julia.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. This is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Freeform Radio. Apologies for being a little late, but a huge shout out to Alex for giving us a ride to the station because it is pouring right now, and that would not have been fun to walk through. Can I turn? Okay, got it. I'm a little frazzled right now, so I'm going to get some music playing while I get set up. I played a couple of tracks from the Holonomi Vorso album last week, and I was playing one in my room this week that I kind of like, I don't know, I just picked it out to play it because I like the name. It's called Palindromes, and I think it does have significance. I think a lot of the samples in this track are like palindromic waveforms, so like you'll hear them swell and die out kind of in a similar tone. Look up palindrome if you don't know what it is, I guess. But this track's pretty good. I like the movement in it too. Again, like I was talking how Vorso really emphasizes trying to get some natural movement and has developed like unique ways to try and really integrate that into his sound. And you can really hear it in this track. So I'm going to get it going. Then we will introduce our guest of honor and get the show on the road. Here is Palindromes by Vorso. We'll be right back. I missed my cue. That is crazy. I've only been doing this for like 6 years. Okay. Let's try it. I think it's live. Do you want to move that a little closer to your mouth? Yeah, yeah, that one.
We're testing number three.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
I can like kind of hear you. Maybe we should try. Can you go to two?
Can I?
Go to two.
Two, testing two.
That's much better, that's I feel better. Like. Yeah, yeah. I'll turn all you right. a little up.
I'm on mic two now.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. This is my brother, Dalton.
Hello, everybody. I'm Dalton.
He's visiting from Wisconsin. He's been on the show a couple of times, and usually we play a lot of game tracks, specifically from, like, Guilty Gear and, Metal Gear.
Yeah,
lots of, like,
tracks.
Screamo and stuff. And or not Screamo, but, like, more, like, metal heavy
things
tracks.
Things that get me through the day.
Godzilla. Yeah, the stuff that gets him through the day. For people who do know me but don't really know Dalton, we grew up, obviously, very close. Brothers just linked at the hip all the time. And then we became adults, and I feel like we're very different people now. He's, like, super buff, super, like, strong. He's bigger than me. He's got
150 pounds, by the way.
150 pounds?
Just so you know.
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't know. Like, it's all muscle, though. Like, he's got, like, a big beard. I don't know.
That's where the muscle's stored?
That's where it is. Naturally. Yeah, that's everybody knows that muscle is stored in the beard. Story of Samson, I'm pretty sure, confirms that.
Yeah.
Go read it. I do you want to play like one of your tracks right away, or Dalton brought a couple of tracks in.
I mean, just to set the stage, I have not listened to music much this year at all, so there's nothing
this
I
year
need to hear.
So can you tell us a little bit about last year's Spotify goal, and how has that influenced your music listening, perhaps, like, how has it changed this year?
Well, I had a terrible thought about 3 months before Spotify Wrapped that, hey, I could get Ryan Gosling to be my top artist because he's on Spotify with 5 whole songs. So I listened to City of Stars and I'm Just Ken on repeat for 3 months at the factory. And it worked.
Yeah. You were like the number like 6 listener in the world
somehow,
or something, right?
Not the top.
Top
0.1% or something, but not the top. He was my top artist. I also threw in a Chiku Taku, one song from one of the internet personalities we like.
Yeah, yeah.
That didn't pay off either, because somehow City of Stars still took the top song.
So City of Stars was your top song as well?
Yep.
Like, you looped it that much in 3 months?
Yeah.
Dang.
It was something. And then after that, I switched from Spotify to YouTube Music, because...
Not sponsored, but probably a good decision.
It just worked out.
Yeah.
And then I changed jobs, and they don't let me listen to music at work.
For normal
reasons, but now I don't really listen to anything because I'm at work all the time.
Yeah, and then when you're home, you don't really listen to music when you game because you like the immersion of the game usually, right? Like, or like, and same thing with like, you don't really turn it on when you're just like doing stuff.
Yeah, so there's no new music for me to show off. I just made a playlist of a couple songs I still enjoy.
Yeah.
But it'll be mostly Diego's boat here that he's sailing.
Wow. Wow. Smooth. Look at this radio personality right here. I'm sailing the boat.
He's my captain.
Wow. Captain Okay, wait. I do want to play the Drew Lew track because I don't know if I have since the reboot of the show. But I really like this album. It's
a crazy good album.
Crazy good album. Everyone, this is your homework notification to go listen to The Art of Change by Drew Lew. Dalton, back me up on this also. This feels like Drew Lew like coming back as well. There's a trilogy album of Drew Lew back when they were a pair. And it's, like, really great. Like, I feel like I really like all of those tracks of, like, A Moment in Time and Step Forward. One More Step. What is it? A Step? Who knows? Wow. We're, like, the biggest fans, and now we're both blanking at it at this point. I guess we aren't the biggest fans. But Art of Change is... like A Moment in Time, or did I say that already?
You might have.
I think I said that.
That's
why
we were having trouble.
Anyway, The Art of Change was an album. Then, like, they had some singles while Drew Lew, they split. One wanted to do, like, visual arts, which Drew Lew also has still tons of cool visual arts if you look at their old music videos that artist was, like, involved in. And then they kind of, like, did some experimenting with the brand for a bit, and it was fine. It's good music, but it's a little different. And then this album came back, and it very much feels like classic Drew Lew again.
I always describe their good stuff as, like, impressionism through sound.
Yeah.
So, for a while, it was just more sound than moods, but he really came back to it with this one.
Right, yeah. I feel like this really captures the, like just sheer amount of, like, emotional density of, like, a Drew Lew track, and, like, really intense focus as well on percussion again. Like, there was a brief moment where, like, there was a lot more focus on his brass because he was very into, like, learning trumpet.
Yeah.
And it sounds great in the tracks, but I've always liked Julie a lot more for their, like, really plunky and, like, almost like toy box percussion all over the place, you know? And so, anyway, this is a themed album as well, so you should listen to it in order. There's a lot of video or vocal clips of, like, one person doing recordings of themselves as they age. And it's really cool to kind of hear, like, the progression of an entire life, I guess, in an album. And it's also got a lot of really, like, soulful little, I don't know, tidbits of advice or things to think about while you're going through the day. So, pretty good. This track that Dalton wanted to play is called Downside Up. And it has vocals, I believe, vocals from Transviolet. And I really like this one. This is probably my... It's either this or Landscape are my favorite from this album, I think. The Landscape live edit is really good. Downside Up is really great. I think this is the one with the keys.
Yep.
Yeah. The lyrics in this one is super good, so pay attention to that, and we'll stop yapping, and by that I mean I'll stop yapping, and we'll get into it here with Downside Up by Julu and Transviolet. Great song. I love it so much. You are live as well, I think. Can you say hello?
Testing. Again.
Beautiful. You can hear yourself too, hopefully?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, great track. I love it so much. It's really, really pretty. I think Dalton described it really perfectly. Like, as soon as the drop hit, or like the chorus, I made a noise for sure. I was like, oh my God, like, it's just so good. It's so good. And he was like, it just falls apart. And like, there's this percussive like wood block that just sounds like it really is like a bunch of blocks just kind of like falling down or falling apart in your hands. And it's so good. I also, can I take a second to look at these lyrics for be real annoying about them?
Guest.
Great.
I'm yours.
So in the first chorus, there's a lot of like, discussion, I think, about like entering a new space and the chaos and confusion about that, and how you are like very comfortable with what you already know, and you have to embrace the unknown, and that is new and scary and weird, and you don't really know what your options are because there are so many of them, and it can be really hard to kind of find that comfortability again. And I think the second verse is a little bit about understanding that never stops, and that you are always kind of going to be in a new situation with a lot of options, and you need to just kind of accept the fact that maybe none of them are going to work, and it's okay that it's raining and the storm is actually kind of pretty, and like, it's okay to like surrender into that, and that is not necessarily giving up. I think I really like the final kind of sentences, I guess, in each of the verses, where the last part is, there's a room full of keys, but they're all fake. I've tried them all, made no mistakes. I'm fighting to breathe, and I pray surrender be my shelter. And then in the next one, it says, no need for keys, because they're all fake. I've tried them all, made no mistake. They're making me, and I'll pray surrender be my shelter. And I don't know, I like it. I've always also really loved when songs use the illusion of like a key, in terms of it being like, I don't know, just like a significant, I love like doors and keys in lyrics. I don't know. I think they're, maybe I'll make a doors and keys playlist. Last time I think you were on the show, I was like, I'm going to make a playlist that is exclusively songs that have submarine boops and like signal noises. Do you remember that? And you were like, that's really specific. And now I'm like, I'm going to make a playlist about doors and keys. I don't know. I like it. It's fun, right? Oh, well.
Yeah, sure.
Do you want to play Foolish Fish?
Foolish Fish.
Let's do it. Let's do Foolish Fish. This is another track from this album. Dalton says it's his favorite from the album, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also really good. I think this is the one where it goes like, what if I'm wrong?
Yeah.
And it just cuts. Really beautiful part in the song, so pay attention to that. Anything you want to say about it?
No.
No? Okay, cool. Let's get into it.
Thank you.
Great track. I love how it just, you're right, it just, oh, wow, I was really loud. Sorry about that to all the listeners. I was turned up a little louder than I should have been. Turned up. But yeah, really like that track. You're right, the bass just comes in like right away with that like plunk, kind of like arrow percussion or whatever it is. It's really good. I like it. This also kind of has a lot of allusions to that kind of like, I feel complacent. I don't know why I need to change things. Like, I have a comfortable space. I don't know why I need to keep facing these new weird things. And then kind of that acceptance of lightning strikes us all. Things are going to keep changing. And then in the chorus, I really like... I've never really paid attention that much to this chorus, like the lyrics, I feel like, and was reading them this time. And I like that idea of jump in the sea for what to see me for what I might become. And just like that idea of like, okay, just go for it and like kind of see who I am. I think a lot of people, especially younger people, because maybe this was just like the narrative given to younger people, or perhaps it's like the daunting fact that so much of your life is ahead of you. But like, I feel like people are so focused on like who they are and not like the fact that you're constantly becoming something, you know? Mm. Right? Don't you think we're all just like the vibration of love? No? You're not going to stand behind me on that one? Okay, that's fine. Well, that was some Drew Lew. Let's see. What are some other Drew Lew tracks for people who enjoyed that? Grind and Hustle's great.
Bon
I like
Voyage.
Bon Voyage.
The classic.
Bon Voyage is the track that got me into Drew Lew. Really like it. Jump is great if you like Nev's vocals. I think they also did Backbone with Nev. Is pretty good. And Sunburn is probably one of their
Sunburn's
most popular tracks.
Biggest.
Yeah, Sunburn and Sunburn Reimagined is like their VIP version of it. And I really like both versions. So check them out. They're great. They're worth the listen for sure. All right, let's see. I think I want to play... I'm going to switch it up a little bit if that works. This is a lot more energy. You know what? Maybe we'll ease into the energy with some... no, we're just gonna go right for it. Yeah, we're just gonna go right
Jump
for
in.
It. So this is a collab between Party Favor and Weathen, which definitely came out of left field. I honestly feel like Weathen just like goes around and finds artists in like every genre and is like, you want to make like a pseudo electronic collab hit with me, and succeeds every time. It's really good. I think it's a very like kind of trappy song, but my housemate still really enjoyed it, and trap is not usually his vibe. I think Weathen is just really good. Party Favor is also really good at keeping an energy and a baseline, and that's really what drives this track, I think, is there's just so many fluctuating like basslines in each of the drops and sections. But this track goes really hard. I like it. This might be where I say killer track, honestly, for the night. It's really fun, and I'm going to be forcing my brother to dance in the studio to it. So, what'd you say?
Kill.
Kill? Kill. Okay. Here is Body by Party Favor and Weathen. And I'm going to start dancing real funny.
Amen. Looking for somebody. Now I'm looking at your body because you're dancing kind of funny. We can talk. I can get some kicks for free if you want to follow me. Lock the door. I got a key. We can talk. Amen, looking for somebody, now I'm looking at your body. Cause you're dancing kinda funny, we can talk. I can get some kicks for free, if you wanna follow me. Lock the door, I got a key. Now I'm looking at your body.
Body.
Now I'm looking at your
body.
Looking for somebody, now I'm looking at
Okay, I got a headbang out of him for a little bit. He was head bopping, which is like really big for Dalton.
I'm not expressive, but
yeah, well, no, but okay, he just put up two shakas and goes slay in the most monotone voice ever. That was pretty good, honestly. Yeah, killer track. I'm gonna say it. It goes hard. I love that like really plunky snare right at the end. That's like tunk, you know the one.
Big fan of the plunk.
Big fan of the plunk. I'm a big plunk guy.
What can I say?
I'm a plunk. FCC, that's not like slang for anything. We're just stupid. But that's like the people that monitor the radio station to make sure I'm not like saying cuss words or like talking about things I shouldn't.
Stop saying cuss words.
Okay. In a similar vibe to that a little bit, that's like some really nice bass and a little bit of a four to the floor beat. I just got Knock 2 tickets on Wednesday and I'm super stoked. I took 15 minutes off of work to get in line, like the online queue to get them, and we nabbed them. I got one extra one as well, just in case anybody wants to go, like hit my line. I did secure one. They sold out like immediately. So we'll figure that out a little later, but I got one for my team as well, and it's kind of fun waiting in line to get them, but I'm really excited to see Knock 2. I'm like such a big fan of his work, and I saw him in 2023 at Breakaway, and it was outside at like 6:30 p.m. and he totally tore up the festival, like more than anyone else, until the headliner got on. Like, it was super fun. The entire floor was like, you could feel the ground like bouncing, and it was outside, which is crazy. And like, he's gonna be indoors this time, so I'm really excited to see this building like basically come down. His bass lines have a lot of really like wobble in them, like a lot of like a attack, so it takes a while for it to ramp up, and then a bit of a decay as well, so they kind of look like a, like the waveform in volume, I guess, kind of looks like a hill if you think about it. Like it gets louder and then quieter, so it's a little like woom, 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 you know, instead of like a just hard bass line. And this is kind of coined by Joyride, I think. Joyride was really the one who really tried to make his sub basses like super bouncy, and Knock 2 just kind of took that to a whole new level with a lot of like record scratching and like cool percussive like flips in his tracks. And this one especially is called Rewind. This track is called Rewind, and this one especially does like a lot of super cool sound design stuff. Like, I think he is actually like playing some of the synths in reverse to give them like a really kind of like crispy but like ethereal, I don't know, like when you hear of a noise in reverse, it sounds much more foreign, I think, and a little bit more like spectral. Do you know what I'm trying to get at here?
You aced it.
What'd you say? I aced it. Spectral. Okay, cool, I'll take that. So it's really nice. I love this first drop, like, synth is really great, and then the second drop is just a ton of fun. It's probably my favorite... No, it's not my favorite from Room 202. It's gotta be Rock Your World. That's just an insane track and really, really good, but I do want to play Rewind. I've probably played it on the show prior to the reboot, but this is another one where I'm going to try and get Dalton to at least bop his head, maybe even do a jump, a little jump, just a little. He's just making a face. Fine, whatever. Okay, here comes. He did the Shrek face, if you know the one where he's like, hmm? Okay, so that's the noise of the face. Hmm?
You gonna know my name. You gonna know my name. You gonna know my name. My name. My name. My name. My name. Let's rewind.
Track. I love Noctu's use of like risers too. Like he has so many like just like white noise or like really thin sine waves or some like really simple sound that just slowly ups in pitch, and it's in the background like during his not just builds but like during his drops as well, and they'll scale up for like four bars and then duck a little bit and then keep scaling up, and it's just like a lot of wow. I just burped into the mic. That's really awkward. Excuse me. Bless me. Thank you. But it just builds so much energy, and it's a lot of like ambient energy too. It's a lot of stuff that doesn't stand out in the track, but you feel it on the floor. And I think that's a big reason why like Noctu and ISO have just been like bringing crazy, crazy energy to their shows and causing like the biggest mosh pits ever and like just incredible disasters all over the place. These are the people I keep talking about who did a set like in a shipping container, like held up by a crane over the crowd. Which was sick, and then they had like flames coming off of it. Like it was like it was a great track or a great show. I really, really wish I could have been there. But also, the track that we want to play next might not be... Oh, I found it. Okay, huge. Do you have anything you want to say about this?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Sorry, that was really loud. No. Say more.
Which one are we playing?
The Eurobeat one. We're speeding things up a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, because I got to get into Pretty Race Girl.
Just good Eurobeat into racing. That'll do.
Right, exactly,
fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, that one song I mentioned earlier by the internet personality we liked, they made a remix of it with Eurobeat, which is just a little faster, a little more bass.
Yeah,
they just made a whole album of stuff, and that song was on it. So it's just easy to listen to.
Easy to listen to.
I can't listen to it while I drive, though.
Yeah, Eurobeat music does, like, if it's made for, like, 80s racing anime, basically, and, like, it does make you want to drive faster and move faster and do everything faster. And it has, like, a lot of, like, really, really stacked saws as well. Like, you get this really, like, chirpy, like, lead, I feel like, in a lot of Eurobeat songs that's, like, really... It's, like, the same in all the Eurobeat songs.
Yeah.
Like, the sound that is used to compose the melodies and stuff is, like, basically the same. But it's fun. It's fun stuff. And I recently heard a Eurobeat remix of, like, this really, like, medieval kind of, like, dubstep. Like, really, like, grimy, like, electronic, like, medieval track about, like, falling and then facing the Legion and fighting for honor. And they made a Eurobeat flip of, like, some dude made a Eurobeat flip of it and changed all of the lyrics as well to be about cars. And it's, like, so good. It's really funny. So check out the Fall Eurobeat remix by Ymir if you want to. But probably listen to the original first so that you actually get the difference, I suppose. But or if you like this and you just like Eurobeat, go check out the Eurobeat. It's great, and it's all the same. It's great, but it's really great. So here is Chikutaku Eurobeat remix by Watson Amelia.
That's right. I'm not just a psychic. I'm a time traveler. What's this? We'll be right back.
kill. Crazy track, honestly. That was a lot of energy. We're out of breath. Dalton did get up and dance. All it takes is Amelia Watson, apparently.
Yeah.
But no, Eurobeat is insane. Also, our mom sent us a meme like mid-track.
She's looking up every word we say that she doesn't recognize.
Yeah. No, she's absolutely like Urban Dictionary in Eurobeat, which is fine. Mom, that's probably not your type of music. I think you would call that reach for money and success music. But it's good. I like it a lot. I love fast music. I'm out. Dalton saw me like head bumping. I was going hard. I love like hard style and like fast music a lot. So Eurobeat kind of falls into that. And to keep the speed going, let's play the DJ that's all about speed, the fast kind. here is Pretty Race Girl by Chill with vocals from S3RL or Searle. Which is insane, because Searle did the original Pretty Rave Girl from, like, 2003? Let's see. When did this come out?
That's me old.
Yeah. No, this track is 2007. Okay, so that's pretty old when it comes to electronic music, especially this kind of, like, really fast, more, like, I don't really know how to describe it, but it's like very ravey, very like internet techie, and like very digital. If you've never heard Pretty Rave Girl, go check it out, I guess. It's funny. It's like a funny track, yeah. I feel like. It's more of like, it's those like high energy electronic songs that are like old and kind of bad, but like really fun because of that. And like, what are the other ones? Like, Dota is a really big one. I don't know if you know that one, but it's really good. He's literally just talking about how he likes to play Dota. And I think there might be a Dota 2 song as well, which is not about the game Dota 2. It's just another song about playing Dota, I think. But Pretty Race Girl is really fun. It's crazy that Chill got this approved by Searle as well. That's super fun. And it kind of does the Eurobeat thing of taking it into a little bit of a car direction as well throughout the track, which is kind of fun. Really stupid, but like fits, I feel like, Chill's vibe, which is like make fun, good music and be really stupid and enjoy life throughout it. And it's a good track. I liked it a lot. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else to say about it. Do you want to say anything about Pretty Race Girl?
I haven't heard this one.
Okay.
I'm excited, though.
it is Speed House as well, Chill's like classic. So the original is a lot more ravey, I would say. And this one is a little bit more, it's a little slower when it gets to the drops because it falls into like a 150 BPM for like Speed House. But it's still really good and it gets deeper as well. I don't know. You'll hear it all. But here is Pretty Race Girl. This one's really fun. Bop your head, dance a little, and enjoy music being silly because it's music. Here we go.
I know this pretty race girl. Always revving my world, and when she says hi to me, heartbeats are racing through me. And when I see her dancing, wanna take a chance and speeding a little closer and maybe get to know her. I know this pretty race girl. Always revving my world, and when she says hi to me, heartbeats are racing through me. And when I see her dancing, wanna take a chance and speeding a little closer and maybe get to know her. I know this pretty race. This pretty
pretty race girl. you're the girl for me, it's true. When I dream of you, and everything that we could do. You're on my mind.
Super fun track. I think it's just a great flip of a iconic nostalgic track, and it brings a lot of energy and it's fun. Like, I cannot wait to hear that one live. I think it'll go super hard.
It's interesting to see old songs in this genre come back around, because like rap always does that. Like, Kanye will take a really old jazz song,
right,
take the soul of it, and then add his own raps. Now we're taking really old EDM and
revamping it, right? Yeah, and like I love when an artist will take like a track that they just worked on like 3 years ago and revamp it. But something like this, where it's like such a very different scope, I guess, of music, and it's also, I feel like it's more fun than like the remixes that we've been getting from like David Guetta and others, who are doing like the kind of more like dance mixes of like I'm Blue. And like have you heard that? Like, he did a dance remix of like I'm Blue, Dabba Dee Dabba Die, oh, okay. But it's like I'm Feeling Good.
Yeah,
you've definitely heard it, right? And it's like, it's basically like a very similar style, very similar sound. It's just like newer tech, I guess, so it sounds cleaner.
Do what you will if you can make music.
For sure, right? I'm gonna go back to you on that at one point. I don't know if we'll get to it in this show, honestly, but I was gonna totally bash Nikita the Wicked on air. Great artist. Just some incredible, like, he's doing great, he's killing it, he's popping off like crazy. And I heard his remix of one of the Unsound songs, and I got to like the first part and I was like, okay, like Nikita the Wicked does his like very classic first drop, like or this drop is very similar to like a lot of his other drops, and like I like it, and it's a popular sound and style right now, but I would love to see him kind of like try anything else as well. And then the second drop was like completely different and very changed, and I was like, all right, you got me, and like I surrender, you're still making music and it's great. But maybe we'll get to that a little later, probably a different show, honestly. We're kind of running out of time.
That counts.
Yeah, do you want to do a PSA quick?
I can do a PSA quick.
All right,
real passionate about it.
Yeah, give us your best.
Just
like
top to bottom, right?
Yeah, top to bottom.
All right, today's PSA brought to you by
Diego.
As I read it for you. Storm season emergency preparedness. It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year, so be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I'm like 90% sure I read that last time.
Pog.
Pog. Wow, that's a word I haven't heard in like a hot minute, which means I need to change my social circle, I think. But we can use that as a springboard to go into two a little less electronic, a little bit more kind of poppy songs. Dalton showed me this one while he was here, which is crazy for me to say that Dalton showed it to me.
Crazy for me to hear.
To hear, yeah. Because
I wouldn't have guessed.
Not only is it like weird for Dalton to be the one like showing me new music, I feel like that's usually kind of, it goes the other way around. Dalton shows me cool videos and stuff, I feel like, and I show him music. But in general, But also, this is like an extremely popular song that I just like hadn't heard yet and like had seen around but never listened to. So it's great. Go check out the music video too. It's super fun. I was just talking with someone the other day about how music videos have gotten so boring recently. But this one is really good. I like it a lot. So here is APT by Rosé and Bruno Mars. And Rosé's getting an album dropping in December 5th, I think. And this is kind of like her debut, I guess. So if you like this, I would definitely check that out. I'm definitely going to be. Here it is.
Game start. Kissy face, kissy face, sent to your phone, but I'm trying to kiss your lips for real. Red hearts, red hearts, that's what I'm on, yeah. Come give me something I can feel.
It's whatever, it's whatever you like. Turn this appetite into a club. I'm talking drink, dance, smoke, freak, party all night. Gumbe, gumbe, go, what's up?
Are you ready? 'Cause I'm coming to get ya.
Yeah, great track. I like it a lot. I feel like it's not like, it's definitely not like revolutionary or like, it's just like fun.
It feels
very like Voodoo Child or like Talking Heads, or not Talking Heads, but Heads Will Roll. You know, it's just like an energy track with like fun little anthem-y and sing-along vibes. And it's like fun energy, especially as seasonal depression hits, you know? Gotta loop this dance around, bounce a bit.
Everyone
knows what I'm talking about. It's like 4:30 p.m. and the sun is down. I don't even like the sun and it's bumming me out. But anyway, this has been Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to put on a track called Beef by Andrew Huang. It goes crazy. I've been listening to it a lot this week. Andrew Huang is a like YouTube person, I guess, who is a YouTube musician, I should say, who develops a lot of tech and instruments and showcases them on his channel, as well as like production techniques. So if you're interested in that stuff, check it out. And I'll let this play as the other DJ gets set up. Thanks for tuning in. And anything you want to say to tune us out, Dalton?
Be well.
Be well. Wow. Is that your like phrase? Mine's take care. I say take care a lot.
Shop local.
Shop local. Yeah, that too. Okay, here's Beef.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.